Another step toward vaccinating small children. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. A CDC panel has recommended COVID-19 vaccines for the youngest kids.
The advisors unanimously approved the opening of vaccines to kids as young as 6 months old. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine doses for kids under 5 years were okayed by the FDA on Friday. Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months old through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky expected to give the necessary final approval for these shots for the young kids. Doses could start being administered next week.
Fox's Kevin Uransky. Pressure continues on the White House to do more to rein in fuel costs and rising inflation while President Biden pushes for green energy.
Many Americans want Biden to call for ramped up oil production here in the United States. Biden responded to that criticism.
They have over 9,000 leases. 9,000. They can drill so the hell won't have it. But they're not doing it.
According to the Oil and Gas Journal, last month in the month of May, U.S. oil production averaged about 20 million barrels per day. That's within 3% of the all-time high in January of 2020, before the pandemic.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. ExxonMobil fired back this week, saying it's invested $118 billion in oil production over the past 5 years, resulting in about a 50% increase. President Biden taking a tumble from his bike this morning in Delaware after stopping to speak to some people gathered to see him. He got up right away and was asked if he was okay.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
I keep on taking these things off. I got my foot caught.
The president told reporters he'll talk to Chinese President Xi soon about tariff issues and that he's very pleased by the action taken by Delaware to ban assault weapons. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A number of employees for CBS talk show host Stephen Colbert were arrested Thursday by Capitol Police for unlawful entry into a House office building. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
The group came to the House office buildings to interview two members of the 1-6 committee, Adam Schiff and Stephanie Murphy. They also interviewed Massachusetts Democrat Jake Auchincloss. Auchincloss is not on the 1-6 committee. Capitol Police shooed the group away from the 1-6 committee hearing area because they did not have proper press credentials. Fox is told the House Radio TV Gallery denied them credentials because they are not news. However, Fox has confirmed that the group was let back into the Longworth House office building by an aide to Auchincloss after 4 p.m. Fox is told the aide thought they had more interviews to do. They remained in the House office buildings unattended for hours.
Among the group arrested, actor and comedian Robert Smigel, a producer on Saturday Night Live. Former President Trump makes remarks today at his American Freedom Tour in South Haven, Mississippi. Yesterday, he spoke at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Nashville, criticizing the January 6th committee and his former VP Mike Pence for certifying the 2020 election results.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act
The committee has been looking into Pence's role in the breach at the Capitol. A city councilman in Georgia has resigned to protest the reopening of a Confederate souvenir shop. Kennesaw Councilman James Eaton said he wanted no part of the city's decision to issue a business license. The store had closed earlier this year after the death of its founder. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.